Okay, I'd like to call the meeting in order. Looks like it's 5:30. You'd all stand, Mr. Crawford?
Could you please rise and face the flag and follow after me? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There was no action taken in closed session. Our student representative to the board, Leticia Staples from Marysville High School. Leticia?
So from Marysville Charter Academy of the Arts, they have, there was an assembly on Thursday, September 20th. The purpose of the assembly was to acknowledge our students with perfect attendance and to acknowledge those who are on the honor roll. There were 75 students with perfect attendance. There were also student performances. MCAA students will be attending interactive workshops at Ashland, Oregon Shakespeare Festival. They will leave on Wednesday, September 26th, and return Friday, September 28th. The PTSA will be putting on a Cool Hand Luke's drive-through fundraiser. This fundraiser will be located at the parking lot nearest to the MCAA office and take place between 4 and 6 p.m. Dinners will be $16 each and $48 for a family of four. Tickets can be purchased at MCAA office. College Day is Wednesday, October 3rd. MCAA students will be going to Yuba College to meet with representatives of various colleges. The annual Walk for the Arts fundraiser will be Thursday, October 11th during our ninth block. This is a PTSA fundraiser that raises money for senior scholarships, field trips, instrument repair, etc. There will be a school spirit week during the week of the Halloween dance, beginning Monday, October 22nd. The Halloween dance will be Friday, October 26th, and will be held in the cafeteria from 7 to 10 p.m. There will be a costume contest at the dance. And Lyndhurst High School. Currently at Lyndhurst High, students are getting familiar with their everyday routine for the school year. Our students have to figure out how to juggle their schoolwork, their social life, and any sports they're involved with, and more all at the same time. Undoubtedly, one of the hardest things a student has to do every year. Our President's Council training was on September 18th. It was amazing to have representation from every club on the campus. We spent the time talking about what is expected from the various officers, the proper way to become a club, and many other logistics of being a club. Each club was notified of Club Rush, a day where each club can give out food for donations. This was a great way to talk about your club and gain new members. This year, the theme is Multicultural Day, where each club represents a different country. Club Rush is this week, the 26th of September, during lunch. This is a great day for our students to learn about a new culture and try new food. Our students love Club Rush, and they are very excited for this upcoming week. Blazer Pride Week is a week full of spirit, pride, and fun. This week, we have our football game against Marysville, our rival. The LHS versus MHS football game is a favorite among our students. An opportunity to see old friends, show school spirit, and be proud of who we are, Blazers. The rivalry between our schools is a competitive and full of spirit rivalry. We have our very own Blazer Pit, our student section, where our students can be unified together as they cheer on their football team, a great place for anyone who loves to represent our Blazer red and white. We have organized various dress-up days to really include everyone this week. To amp up anticipation, the Lyndhurst ASB and leadership are planning a Blazer Pride Rally. A rally is a great way to get our students excited for football, games, and just to have a good time together, with various performances and games for everyone to enjoy. The students are what make our school amazing. They all bring their own uniqueness to our school. So the least that the ASB and leadership class can do is to ensure everyone has a fun, full week of excitement and Blazer Pride. Many more great weeks are to come. And from Marysville High School, Club Rush definitely lived up to its name. It was a rush. Club Rush was a two-day event with clubs lining the street. The clubs gave information to investigating students, sold items, and recruited new members. We had a variety of clubs on the street those 2 days, including Key Club, Drama Club, Readers Anonymous, and many more. Not only were there MHS clubs at the Club Rush, we had Friday Night Live and Young Life Club come from the local area to get more members and support our Club Rush. Along with Club Rush, there was a lunchtime activity being put on by our MHS leadership class. This activity was called Fruit Rush, very fitting for the occasion. This game was where students would put the end of an unwrapped foot-long fruit roll-up in their mouth and ate it as fast as possible without using their hands. The students raced their friends, and the winner received a frozen fruit on a stick. Lots of students, as well as staff, participated in this fun, easy, and yummy activity. This was a very successful activity that everyone could enjoy. Even though Club Rush was only 2 days, it included many people. There was nothing but positive comments from staff and students about Club Rush. It helped unify the students together even more, and next month we are looking forward to our homecoming, October 22nd to the 26th, with a theme of Candyland.
Thank you very much, Leticia. You do a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Next, we have our school report. Edgewater Elementary, Mrs. Guy.
Good evening. I brought a few of my fan club and my Edgewater family here, and so I thought I'd just introduce them to you briefly, and you have a copy of my report, and we have a visual report for you also, and then I'll see if you have any questions. So go ahead and stand up, staff. Edgewater family. There's a few dropping off kids at soccer, and they were hoping to get here before the end, but family comes first in the evenings. So Dana is fourth grade teacher. London, RSP, teacher in charge. Helped me with whatever I need, including board reports. Putting it all together. Everybody contributed to it. Lindsay, fifth grade. Rebecca, literacy resource technician. Margo, school psychologist. Carla welcomes our kids and families in our cafeteria, and they love her and her staff. Michelle, second grade. Jerry, sixth grade. Anna Crea, my secretary, bilingual, and helps with all of our Spanish-speaking parents. Eastock in kindergarten, and Gabby in fourth grade. Wait, who did I forget? Oh. She's not really with me. That's because she has two names. I have to introduce her as Inga and Erica so that everybody makes sure they know her.
Auspiciousness and causes of success. May you have the confidence to always do your best. May you take no effort in your being generous. Sharing what you can, nothing more, nothing less. May you know the meaning of the word happiness. May you always lead from the beating in your chest. May you be treated like an esteemed guest. May you get to rest, may you catch your breath. May the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. Whoa. May the road less paved be the road that you follow. Oh, well, here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have it. Here's to the good times we're gonna have. You don't need money, you got a free pass. Here's to the fact that I'd be sad without you. I want you to have it all. Keep the chaos and the clutter off your desk. May you have unquestionable health and less stress. Having no possessions, no immeasurable wealth. May you get a gold star on your next test. May your educated guesses always be correct. And may you win prizes shining like diamonds. May you really own it each moment to the next. Or may the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. Whoa. Or may the road less paved be the road that you follow. Well, here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the
can imagine. Oh, no matter what your path is, if you believe it, then anything can happen. Go, 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 raise your glasses. Go, 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 you can have it all. I toast you. Here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change.
I just want to say it was an honor to be able to open Edgewater Elementary 9 years ago. It's hard to believe it's been 9 years, right? And it is an amazing staff of problem solvers. At the beginning of this year, we had some pretty major schedule changes we needed to do, adding a class and changing some things around. And I was going to meet with this team on Friday. And on Thursday, a couple of them asked if they could go ahead and meet on Thursday because they had a little bit of time. And I said, sure. And next thing I know, I see more people going into the conference room. And I'm thinking, oh no, they're getting ahead of themselves. I haven't even given them all the directions. And I went in there, and with a few minor adjustments, they already had the schedule done. So, and everybody was like, well, I can do this piece. I can do this piece. And they just are amazing problem solvers and there for the kids. They won't give up on the kids. So. Any questions? Thank you.
I just have a comment. I'm really impressed with your report. The report had a lot of data in it, and that's what I like when you come in front of the board. For me personally, I like the visual you gave, but it gives data on what your school's doing. As you know, I'm familiar with Edgewater, as I have a granddaughter there that loves Edgewater, and I'm surprised the amount of staff that came. I know you're very dedicated out there, having been there. And the Lions Club, as you know, goes every year and puts on the ice cream float, and they love going to Edgewater. So you've got a very good school with a very dedicated staff. You've really done a good job out there, Lori.
I would just like to add to that. I would like to thank you personally, Lori, and for your staff for their dedication and commitment to the students that they serve there at your school. Probably to all the students that they run across. And I visited your school a couple of times, and every time I'm at that school, it's just so warm, and everyone is so, it's really nice. It's a very comfortable feeling to be there, and I thank you so very much for everything that you do, and you look like you have a pretty happy staff out there, too.
So, Lori, I'd also like to commend you and your staff. Again, looking at your report, we have roughly 500 students there. And kind of looking at last year's, we had only 19 days of suspension. And we had a 97.4% of an attendance rate. So I think it certainly goes hand in hand. The more that the kids are going to be in school, the more that they're going to learn. And again, I just commend you and your staff for everything that you do. Okay, comments from board members. Ms. Scott.
Thank you. I've had an opportunity to visit a few schools this past week, but the one school that I would like to reflect on tonight would be Yuba Feather. Upon entering Yuba Feather, I was introduced to the new rapture system that took place, you know. So for anyone that wants to know about going to a school, don't go there without your identification, because I don't know what'll happen. I took mine. So I got my little picture taken, and they explained the system to me, and I'd like to say that this made me feel pretty good, very, very safe, and I think that it was one of Jolie's idea, and it's going very well, and I hope it's going to work out for everyone as well as it worked out for me and my board members that were able to go to the school. So at, after we got through going through the system, I talked to the principal, and he took us on a tour of the school, which looks very, very nice out there. And he spoke to us about a few little programs. One program I'd like to talk about is there was a grant that was received from the Indian program. It's called the Four Winds, and it's out of Chico. And the students there at Yuba Feather receives T-shirts and pencils, and they get them from all the different colleges. They're getting ready to start their after-school tutoring program at the end of September. They will be taking kids on field trips. And one field trip that stood out to me is they're going to take them to, it's called the Northwest Lyman's College. It's put on by, I guess it's a PG&E program, but they're going to introduce students at that young age about the professional things that they will be, that will be out there waiting for them at some point in time after high school. So it's, I'm so glad that we're not waiting until they get to high school to learn that there's something out there for them, and they can plant these little ideas in their head and they can move forward with it. So I was very glad that I was able to go there and to learn some things that they're doing out there. Thank you so very much.
Mr. Davis.
Yeah, I had a chance to visit the Kovala Grandparent Day that they had, and it was remarkable to see 300 or so grandparents wandering around a school with their kids and just having fun, and Mr. Ishman showing off his banner from his huge accomplishment, his and his staff's accomplishment last year for their academic achievements. They have a lot of things going on there with, you know, it's an older campus, and they really appreciate everything that the district can do to help them educate the kids that are there. And like I said, every little thing that we can do there to help that campus, they greatly appreciate. And it was just fun to walk around with Mr. Ishman as the kids run up and hug him. And he knows every kid's name. I've never seen anything like it. I don't care how old they are or how long they've been there. He knows them and they know him. And it's just a loving environment. And you can't ask for much more for a learning environment. So thank you.
Mr. Allison, Mr. Boom, Mr. Fleury.
I also was at Kovalad, as I have grandkids there and great grandkids there and a daughter that teaches there. And it is an amazing school. I always like to visit them. And it's just what you see there is amazing. And the number of grandparents that were there that I knew through the years were very proud. And they had very positive things to say about Kovalad, which I think we've heard many times, we already know. Also, out at South Lyndhurst, David Jones has got a community service project, and he's teaching the kids the importance of community service, and they truly enjoy their school. On Pride Day, in which they came on a Friday and on a Saturday, and they cleaned, they refurbished, they dusted, they did deep cleaning outside. 40 of the kids of our alternative kids came up on a Saturday. Also, three students gave up their time Friday night to help set up for the NorCal singing contest, which is the Lions Club's put that on for 6 years, and we end up in 3 weeks with the final. The first prize is $1,000. But three of the kids from South Lyndhurst gave up their time as a community service to come and help us decorate, and they were there for over 3 hours that night getting ready for the competition the next day. Also at Lyndhurst Community Service, the ROTC program is going to put in 1,200 hours. They have volunteered. I live in the mobile home park right in front, and a lot of it's senior citizens there, and a lot of those people do not have any way to do the cleanup around their area. And the Lyndhurst ROTC has been going there, going through all of the park and cleaning up for the senior citizens and not able to do that themselves. And you could tell just how much they enjoy the program, and they talk about how great the program is. You know, we had 5 years we didn't have it, and now they're so glad that it's back right now. Also, one of the schools we visited was Foothill, and I just really enjoyed, you can tell when a principal is really committed to what they do. And the same way at Yuba Feather, those kids come up to the principal, they give him a hug, and you know that they care about their principal. Kids are, they don't care how much they know until they know how much someone cares about them, and it's obvious. And the same thing I've seen it at Edgewater. The kids really know that their principal cares. And we are lucky to have administrators of this caliber in our district. Thank you.
Mr. Crawford.
Just two quick things. I've been asked again, of course, the people here usually volunteer for most things, so you wouldn't be at a meeting like this. Girls on the Run, my granddaughter participated in it at Kynoch. Everybody's talked about their grandkids. We are a bunch of oldies, aren't we? Last year, and it was really super. And in fact, I got to share in the 5K with her last year. I didn't get to share it with her. She actually whipped my pants on it. But they do need coaches. So if you have some time, I can give you the contact number. And I've also, Linda asked me to once again remind everyone of Pink October for the women that have suffered from breast cancer or that haven't had a mammogram or just to support the whole Pink movement. That'll be at Larry Givicki at the track, and that'll be at 8 in the morning at the end of October. And if you could all come, you don't have to run, you can walk, you could just share there and cheer on the people and enter as groups and everything. It's really a good cause, and you really raise an incredible amount of money. And thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So I just want to let you know that this afternoon, all the board members and the staff and Dr. Starkey was at a training with the California School Board Association to take a look at a self-evaluation of the board. And we spent all afternoon not only looking at what we have done or what we want to do, because this board is really dedicated to try to learn and be the best board that they can. So I want to publicly thank all the board members for being able to make it there today, staff and Dr. Starkey for getting that set up for us. Thank you very much. Opportunities for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association. So you were here representing Edgewater. Number three, California School Employees Association, number 326 and number 648, Association of Management and Confidential Employees, Supervisory Units. Public comments. Persons wishing to address the board are requested to fill out a public comment card before the start of the meeting and give it to the secretary, the board president, or the superintendent. Comments are limited to a maximum of 3 minutes per speaker, 20 minutes total time for public input on each item per board bylaw 9323. We do have a public comment card. Melissa Overmeyer. If you could come on up and state your name for the record. I do want to make sure you're mindful of the 3 minutes.
I will definitely try. Just cut me off right when the 3 minutes hits.
I'll give you a little 15-second awesome. Head start. How's that?
I might need it. I'll talk as fast as I possibly can. Hi, guys. Thank you. Nice to see you again. Melissa Overmeyer from Paragon Collegiate Academy. All right. So I'm here. Like I said, my name is Melissa. I am the program director at Paragon Collegiate Academy. At Paragon, our mission is to educate the whole child. Academics is one of our highest priorities. However, it is not the only one. We instill the 6 pillars of character: trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. Here are a few examples of how we practice these values at Paragon. Each year, our students cut and tie fleece blankets for our local senior citizen home. Last year, we provided 89 blankets for the local care home here located in Marysville. During Thanksgiving last year, we fed over 400 meals to local families, and during Christmas season, we sponsored 8 families, one of them not even being one of our families in our school. We provided meals and gifts to spread the magic of Christmas, and even one family received their Christmas tree. As the Paragon director and as a parent, it warms my heart to see the kids feel what it's like to give back, the joy of giving. So we like to practice that, you know, teach the kids what that means. Our Falcon program is similar to your ACEs, or what you know as STARS, in your after-school programs. But at this time, Paragon does not qualify for after-school program funding. So Paragon students and families are fortunate to have the board of directors have made the decision to fund 100% of the program's cost, which is paid out of our general fund. The Falcons After School program costs an average of $120,000 per year, which is offered to all of our families free of charge. Our families are also made aware that our program is a privilege and not a right. Participation in the after school program is earned every single day. For example, attendance, academics, and behavior are some of the factors that earn a student their privileges to participate. Our latest addition to our program is our competitive sports. I think I mentioned that last time. However, we were our first year, so we only had, I keep touching the computer. Sorry, am I messing that up? Okay. Sorry, guys. Our latest addition is the competitive sports, and last year we participated against local schools in girls and boys basketball, as well as track. And this school year we have added volleyball, boys and girls soccer, the basketball again for boys and girls, and then the track. So we found that for our middle school students, that is that carrot that gets them to want to stay on that team. So they take more action into their daily academics and their homework.
Ms. Overmeyer, you need to kind of wrap
you
up,
got
please.
It. I would like to also share the other enrichment clubs that are offered at Paragon. We have cooking, science, recorders, keyboard, guitar, technology, team building, art, drama, and sewing. Some of you might have seen it and recognized our name at the Ubisetter Fair this past summer. Paragon is our own 4-H chapter. Exciting news, I agree. We entered 33 projects, bringing home 27 blue ribbons, which is first.
Mrs. Overmeyer, thank you
places.
Very much. We need
You're
to
welcome.
Shut off right this time.
You got it. Thank you
thank
guys
you.
Very much.
Superintendent's report.
Mr. Barnett is going to be taking over the superintendent's report with his maintenance activities. Quarterly report, please take it away.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board, Dr. Starsky. Today we're going to kind of go over the kind of a quarterly update on the buildings and grounds. We're going to touch base on projects, work orders, and facilities. Start off, we have the work orders closed to date over 17-18 school years. We generated 3,339. In the last 4 months, 1,128 have been generated. Closed out in the last 4 months, 943, and completed 39 contractor projects. That also brings us to, in the last 5 months, we've completed 121 projects district-wide, and that is just in the last 5 months. So to kind of give you a snapshot of some of those projects, examples of what those might be, but obviously 121 would be quite a lot to list. Some of these projects would include drinking fountains. This is an example of one at Cedar Lane to the left. You see the original drinking fountain there. It's coming out of the ground. Sadly, there's a lot of these throughout the district, so buildings has kind of taken it upon ourselves to start getting these swapped out with deferred maintenance dollars and getting ourselves up to date and up to code. This is Kovalod, where we did the new asphalt out there in the playground, painted the school, put new HVAC and carpet in the main building. We also did new asphalt over at Loma Rica, which we didn't put a slide in here, but again, this was our deferred maintenance dollars going to work. This is a good example over here of restroom renovations. This is Oliver's and Johnson Park. You'll see on the far left, that is kind of the condition of quite a few restrooms within the district. We have a lot of dry rot out there, outdated facilities. So you'll see that the one in the middle, you know, pink walls, things like that, just again, really dated. To the right, we use a new technology. This is an epoxy coating, which the board approved on a contract. This is kind of setting the standard. It's a lot cheaper than ripping walls down and completely going out to contract. So we kind of leveraged specialty services through a contract for the epoxy, and then we used our in-house guys to go ahead and swap out the plumbing and fixtures and things like that. We've heard a lot about these hydration stations at different sites. We've heard the call of students and staff saying how great it would be, so we've gone ahead and started putting those in and installing them at different sites. So far we have three that have been installed: Marysville High School, MCAA, and Yuba Gardens. We'll continue to kind of go down that venture as well as we get to it. That brings us into our current facilities projects. So we'll start out here with MCAA. We've got that expected delivery date here, October 8th, for the new building out there. You'll see on the left where the open space is, that's right out there by the science wing at Marysville High School. Kind of gave you a tentative schedule of what we anticipate. We're anticipating occupancy in November 10th with a DSA closeout on the 17th. So that is moving along quickly. Brings us to our Lyndhurst Culinary Arts phase two. Currently we're in back check, or scheduled for back check with DSA. That's where they're gonna go ahead and finalize, review any changes before we move it on to the next stages. So once we have that back from DSA with all their notes and approval, the district will review the design, hopefully fall into schedule for advertising for bids and so on and so forth. Edgewater Classroom, this is gonna be a fun one here. We're going through. And on the left, you'll see a preliminary design. This is not the final design. This is just a jump off point, so to speak. So you'll see we have drop off areas, but again, just a preliminary design. We're scheduled to go for geotech, hopefully, survey for that site. I'm hoping in the month of October, which they'll survey the land and let us know with seismic, utilities, all the stuff we need to know about there. That will really give us a better idea of where we can place this building, structure, and we'll kind of go from there. So you guys will be updated. You'll see on the right, that's kind of a sketch from the architect of how the building will be set up with restrooms in each one. This will be a Title V compliant building for our district and for Edgewater. We've got the Marysville High School Ag Mechanics. That one here is expected DSA plan approval October 10th. So as soon as we get that, we'll keep on moving forward, and you know, you'll get updates as we get more information on that. Obviously, once we get the approval, we'll look at plan design and we'll get a construction schedule move forward.
So, excuse me, Travis, if you could back up one slide there. The October 23rd scheduling, what does scheduling mean, starting to work?
Scheduling means I need to go through once and get all the bids in, and I've got to get a schedule set for construction, so I've got to schedule out the more of construction. Sorry for not being more clear on that, but yes, okay. That would be the scheduling of the construction and how we're going to implement that. So we'll have more dates so I can share with everybody the actual dates of, you know, breaking ground on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Marysville South Auditorium, September 21st, DSA approved the plans. We're hoping to advertise for bids October 9th, and October 24th we'll set construction schedule again. So we'll share that with everyone so we have a definitive date and how things are going to progress on that project. You'll see the just kind of the drawings that we have up there right now. On the top, you'll see where the HVAC units are placed on the roofs. That's the upper right picture there, and below that you'll see the kind of the design of the acoustic paneling that will be put up in that area. So future tier one project, this goes off our facilities master plan that you guys are familiar with. This is a extensive document, so obviously I didn't attach it to the slide, but this is still up here to let you guys know that we are still chipping away at that tier one designation, and you know, we'll update that with the updated facilities master plan in the future as well to share with the board. And that's what I have for you, so thank you.
Thank you. Is there any comments from board members?
Yes, I want to thank you guys for all. It's an enormous task, and I'm greatly appreciated for the effort it takes to generate a port like this. I know you've got a million other things going, but I think this helps everyone keep track of what's going on with this big project of bringing these campuses up, and your ingenuity and just your perseverance for getting this gigantic project put together is really appreciated by the campuses we've visited, and I'm sure the students appreciate it a great deal as well. So thank you very much.
So, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ms. Scott.
I'd like to personally thank you as well. I know that we talk a lot about budgets and what you all are doing with the money and where it's going, so forth and so on, but I'm so glad that you provide this visual so that we can see, that helps a lot, you know, when we see those types of things being done. So then we know that something is actually not just being talked about, but being done about as well. And I thank you.
So Travis, at the end of last school year, we were given a list of summer projects that we're hoping to get done over the summer, and I'm not sure if some of these were on the tier one that you had, but I just was curious if maybe you could get with Mr. Trower to take a look at this list that was done over the summer and maybe update that list also.
Yeah, and we have updated the list, and I'm sure Mike will share that with you at a future date.
Okay, thank you very much.
I would just like to echo my colleagues. In such a large district that encompasses so many miles, you do a lot of traveling, foothills and everything else, just to keep all those campuses, some of them 50 years plus, together and maintain. You're to be commended. Thank you very much.
I would like to echo that also, the fact that you've really worked. I've seen that maintenance department turn around. I've been here for many years. And those guys, they're out there working. I hear a lot of compliments. All of us are around a lot of schools, and they praise your department and the maintenance, and I'm pleased with the facilities. It seems to be running smoother than your predecessors. It seemed to be with change orders and that we're not used to. But now it seems you're doing not only facilities and maintenance. It's an amazing, I don't know how you do it all, having to do all that. But you need to be commended for how hard you work, and it's appreciated by the people out in the field. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Travis, for all that you do.
Thank you.
Next, we have the approval of minutes from the 9/11/18 board meeting. If there's no additions or deletions, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Crawford to approve, second by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Seven yes. The consent agenda. Are there any items on the consent agenda that the board would like to have pulled? If not, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Seven yes. New business, educational services. We have resolution 2018-19/11, availability of textbooks and instructional materials. We're going to open a public hearing. Is there any discussion regarding the public hearing?
If there's no discussion, I'll make a motion to close the hearing.
Motion to close the hearing by Mr. Boom. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Seven yes. Now is there a motion regarding the resolution?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Was that Mr. Fleury? Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Seven yes. Nutrition services, resolution 2018-19/13, disposal of surplus and worn food service equipment. Is there any discussion that we'd like? The items were in the back of our book. If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve. I think this is a great program. I'd like to see it continue.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Seven yes. Resolution 2018-19/14, National School Lunch Week. The purpose of the agenda item. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the resolution proclaiming 10/15 through 10/19 as National School Lunch Week. Is there any motion or discussion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Boom. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Seven yes. Business services. Introduction of the draft resolution for issuance of Measure P bonds. This is only an information item. Mr. Hodson?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. So I'll speak as much as I can. And we have two gentlemen here from KNN if you want to get into the more technical aspects. But this will be the first of two times the board will have the opportunity to look at and discuss our plans for selling the last portion of Measure P. It's about $12.5 million. In particular, this is being brought forward in accordance with recent law changes. That basically, if we're going to do CABs or capital appreciation bonds, that we bring forward to the board and to the public a full disclosure of this. And these are generally pretty good bonds. I note that their interest rate, and if you turn to the very last page, it sort of lays out the technical parts of this measure. And 30-year bond, 30-year mortgage rates, but right now we're 4.75. So this is under what your normal even mortgage would be, and for sort of an odd funding profile to have something in which you don't pay any service until the cab matures. So this is the opportunity to bring it to the board and to the public, and then would bring it to you again in the next board meeting for your official approval.
Is there any questions or discussion by the board? Nope. Looks as though that's our last item on the agenda. Meeting adjourned.